88.7 WHCL. That's going to wrap up Retro Radio Country for this Friday. This is Mark Fuller saying goodbye for tonight. I'll return a week from tonight with more country oldies from the 50s, 60s, and 70s. And if you can, join me at WPNR on Wednesday morning at 9 a.m. at 90.7 FM from Utica College. Stand by for Radiola. It's next. This is WHCL Clinton, New York. It's 8 p.m.
To be or not to be, that is the question. Whether 'tis nobler in the mind to suffer the slings and arrows of outrageous fortune, or to take arms against a sea of troubles and by opposing end them. To die, to sleep no more. And by a sleep to stay, we end the heartache and the thousand natural shocks that flesh is heir to. Tis a consummation devoutly to be wished. To die, to sleep. To sleep, perchance, to dream. Aye, there's the rub. For in that sleep of death, what dreams may come when we have shuffled off this mortal coil must give us pause. There's the respect that makes calamity of so long life. For who would bear the whips and scorns of time, the oppressor's wrong, the proud man's contumely, the pangs of despised love, the law's delay, the insolence of office, and the spurns that patient merit of the unworthy takes, when he himself might his quietus make with a bare bodkin? Who would fardels bear to grunt and sweat under a weary life but that the dread of something after death? The undiscovered country from whose bourne no traveler returns puzzles the will and makes us rather bear those ills we have than fly to others that we know not of. Thus conscience does make cowards of us all, and thus the native hue of resolution is sicklied o'er with the pale cast of thought, and enterprises of great pith and moment with disregard their current turn awry and lose the name of action. Thank you.
dancing and laughing with glee. The leaves on the trees waving howdy to me. It seems like the whole world's a big jubilee. Wake up, chillin', wake up. The love song of nature caressing your ear will tell you that springtime is hovering near. The spirit of gladness is bringing good cheer. Wake up, chillin', wake up. Each golden hour, treat it like a treasure rare. Love is in power. Now's the time to get your share. The river is singing and I'm singing too. The dream clouds are drifting away in the blue. The voice of the morning is calling to you. Wake up, chillin', wake up.
Yes, that's Radiola, and I am here just by you know, by the skin of my teeth and what little skin there is on them. This is, yeah, I'm glad to be here for Radiola. This is WHCL 88.7 FM, WHCL.org, and this Radiola is called Announcer's Blues because that's what I got. That's what I have. Actually, that's what I got because that's the proper way to describe having the condition of having the blues. If you have the blues, then you say you got them rather than you have them, because otherwise that's too uptown. It's been a wild week, and I made it. I'm here, and it's a nice potluck supper tonight. And it's very nourishing, very tasty. You won't notice any staleness at all. These are all great selections. These are things I haven't played, or I played a long time ago, or I thought about playing, or whatever. But we're here tonight, and that's all that matters. And thanks for listening. We began in a certain dark aspect to it. Frank Burbeck, a recitation of Hamlet's soliloquy from 1911. That was written by Bill Shakespeare. There, he wrote a lot of good things. 1911, Victor 78. Then Frank Trumbauer and his orchestra from 1936, Announcer's Blues, which is the theme of our program. It's technology related too. I was going to say technologically related, but that was too many syllables. And a different version of Wake Up Chillin', for those who are getting a little antsy with the other one, but I like this one too. The Dixie Daisies off an old Cameo 78, Wake Up Chillin' from 1929. And now, because we're into Cameo 78s, here are the Goodrich Broadcasters. This song will really get you, this sets the mood for the show right here. Chloe.
I got to go where you are.
Was Paul Specht and his orchestra, Dreamy Amazon. Didn't sound too dreamy. It was very peppy, actually. That was an old Columbia 78 that was lodged on the hard drive of my old computer, which is now dedicated to eBay and other things. And the new one is dedicated to driving me up a wall. And I'll have to figure it out. I'd like to be able to send files between one and the other on the Ethernet network. Now I'm just talking gibberish to most people, but, you know, it doesn't matter. technology is not for sissies, as I've stated. It's, you know, you have to be a real rough and tumble guy to deal with this stuff. Before Paul Specht, we had Joe Venuti and his orchestra. Joe Venuti, classic, recorded a little bit later, 1933, Cheese and Crackers. I find Cheese and Crackers do me more harm than almost anything that I can eat. They just are they're my downfall. So when I get in that cheese and cracker mood, watch out. But that was a Melotone 78 from 1933. Before that, the Goodrich Broadcasters, Chloe. I just feel like I've been walking through that swamp all week. And probably good for me, but what can I say? 1928. I'm Andy Senior, and I'm in need of a walk, at least through a swamp or maybe through the park or something. Around the block wouldn't hurt either. And this is Radiola. Continuing, here's Al Bernard and J. Russell Robinson, otherwise known as the Dixie Stars, recording in 1925, an early Columbia Electric. There's a note of panic here, but also of nonchalance and of resignation. It's a deeply moving song. What do I care?
Albert,
you hear about it?
Hear about which?
That gal of mine.
What do you mean?
She turned me down.
Says which?
She turned me.
Left you?
Yeah.
That's good.
Don't say that, son, now.
No use crying, it's over now. No use trying to start around. Don't be sorry for me. Cause really I'm not craving sympathy. Gee, if I should die before I wake, what do I care, what do I care? My sweetie turned me down. Night's so long, life is short, what do I care, what do I care? My sweetie turned me down. There's just one place I can see, the river for me. Gee, got no boat, I can't float. What do I care, what do I care? My sweetie turned me down. Say something for me, Russell. My sweetie, turn me down.
What do I care? What do I care? My sweetie turned me down.
Accomplish anything, anything, anything. lark. It's all control and music from the morn to dark.
To be a lark and just sing a little song.
Bum, bum.
And you can have your fling-a-ling-a-ling.
Bum, bum.
Accomplish any sing-a-ling-a-ling.
Bum, bum.
If you will only sing sweet, happy little songs.
Yeah, that's easier said than done, but it's a good sentiment. National Cavaliers, they're sort of like the Revelers. They're sort of like the in competition with the Revelers. Almost as good, really. They didn't have that same level of wit as the Revelers had, but not a bad recording at all. I really like it. Sing a happy little thing, and I've tried to do that, believe me. In between the long periods of profanity, I've tried to sing a happy little thing this week. That was Victor 78. Before that, Nick Lucas, off in Old Brunswick, I Can't Do Without You, 1928, beginning with the Dixie Stars, My Sweetie Turned Me Down. I first heard that as on the Frank Kremet recording, but I like J. Russell Robinson on there. He really add some to that record. And then Al Bernard is absolutely one of the most underrated and forgotten performers of the early 20th century. And despite the fact, probably because he did some stuff that today would be seen as not terribly sensitive, but he was a brilliant performer and had huge star quality that ought to be reconsidered. This is Radiola. I'm Andy Senior, and we're continuing now with, by the way, before we continue, this playlist is already posted on my Radiola blog, radiolablog.blogspot.com, all kinds of great links there. A program I particularly want you to check out this week is Forward Into the Past. That's on, if you're on the East Coast, it starts at 5 and it runs for 3 hours. Occasionally it comes on earlier. But it's linked, so you can link to it. It's broadcast on the West Coast. Randy Bryan, who actually has a different name when he writes books, but he goes by Randy Bryan on the radio, and he's wonderful. So listen to that show. It's very good. And then at 8, you can listen to Big Broadcast. So Sunday, you've got a hell of a choice there of things to listen to, and you don't have to... There's richness there. There's richness and depth and wonderfulness in this cyber community. If you try to listen to local radio, you just get a headache. And some would say even when I'm on, but I'll try not to be self-critical. Yes, indeed. That's Sunday. And Radiola Blog has all those links to all those great programs, different performers, and all the playlists. What more could you ask? Well, maybe more than that, but please don't, because that's all I can offer. And we're going to continue now with the Virginians in 1923. I always like this recording, too. Victor 78, I don't hear it much, though, except my copy. Farewell Blues. Broadway bellhops there. Of course it was. Who else would it be? You can't hear their uniforms, but they're definitely bellhops. Well, that's my happiness. That's kind of an ironic comment this week. Actually, I am happy most of the time, except when I'm frustrated by recalcitrant technology. And that's just terrible. I'll get used to it. It's just like breaking in a new pair of shoes over your head. And that was from 1927, as I said. Did I say that? I must have said it. Before that, an old perfect recording, Golden Gate Orchestra, California Ramblers. And being a perfect recording, you can actually hear the music of the spheres, which you can't normally hear because they're not the recording playback wasn't as sensitive in those days. Now, of course, it's much more sensitive, and it does tend to pick up the music of the spheres on those old records. Of course, they didn't want people to hear that stuff, but that low rumbling. Well, this was ramblin' blues, and that's what I give people. 1924. I'm a ramblin' guy, and don't forget the apostrophe. And beginning with the Virginians, a contingent from the Paul Whiteman Band, with Farewell Blues, 1923, and I really like that. That's always liked that record. Very, very good. Good reading of that. And now here's something that somebody sent me, and I tried to, I don't think I've played this on the show, but I said I was going to at some point, so here I am. It's time. Sam Brown, vocal with Ambrose, Bert Ambrose and his orchestra in 1932. And this is what technology has caused me to show. I'm going back to my Underwood typewriter. To heck with technology. It's just, you know, it's causing too much stress, and that's not good. There's too many tears.
I lay awake and shed too many tears. Your memory is bringing me too many tears, too many years. I wasted loving you, and as you know I was true, too many years. I cared a lot, what have I got? Too many tears. I know I should have found a new love, and don't you think I didn't try? But I found out a number two love never seems to satisfy. I'll never learn to smile again or sing. I gave you everything, and in return, why did you leave for souvenirs? Too many tears.
Bacon, they say, we shall hang on a rasher the whole of the the bacon is
Rosita by Gus Arnheim. Was that good for you too? I really like that. That goes to that Latin thing, and that it's, you know, the record is basically a whole show in itself. I just could play that and go home. But that was flip side of a Bing Crosby vocal. But I thought I'd give you the Latin number. Very nice stuff. 1931. Before that, Ray Starrita and his orchestra, and this was dedicated to a close personal friend of mine, although he wouldn't consider himself a friend. He considers nobody a friend. He is a friend only to himself and his cats. But he's and his Hammond organ. He's been threatening to do another show, but I've managed to dissuade him from such. Although I'm sure that's impending at some point. But that was for his delectation and yours. Why is the bacon so tough? Why indeed is it so tough? Of course, that's that English bacon. They cut it a little bit thicker. It's a little bit, you know, tastier. And they just, you know, just to fry it to a crisp and crumble it. They know how to chew into that stuff. It's really good, actually. If you've ever been to Britain, or if you've ever had Irish bacon around St. Patrick's Day, or it's even Canadian bacon, is very close to it. It's very good. And of course, that bacon was tough, but most bacon I've had like that is well worth it, unless you're vegan. Well, let's not get into that. Don't annoy me. We begin with Ambrose and his orchestra. Bert Ambrose, Sam Brown vocal, Too Many Tears, 1932. And that was a special send-out to someone who really likes that record, and I finally got a chance to play it. I get around to things eventually. Sometimes it's years later, but I do. I'm Andy Senior. This is Radiola. You're listening to WHCL 88.7 FM, WHCL.org. Thank you so much for listening, even with the Olympics going on and stuff. It's amazing that I had Chinese food tonight. That's as far as I'm willing to go. But I guess other people are really into it. I'm going to display my total ignorance of sports and everything, I suppose, by saying that it can go on without me. But that's all right. I don't mind admitting that. But it's if you got this on in the background, you're watching them carry the torch and all that stuff and marching around and all those different countries that they've got now walking around with their flags. That's fine. It's entertainment. And it gives them a chance to show off before everybody gets mad at each other again and starts hurling threats. We don't want invective at this particular thing. So I hope everybody's enjoying it, and I'm sure they're making money off it too, which is the main thing, boys and girls, isn't it? And here's somebody who doesn't make any money at all, another person of my close personal, very 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 close personal acquaintance, I might add. This is occasioned by this whole technological debacle that's occurred this week. And the other thing was trying to get rid of a computer, which we finally did. It was amazing. We donated it. We found somebody who actually wanted it, and that was good. An old antique Windows 98 job. But it worked good, so. But nobody, you can't give them away until you ask, and then if you want to give them away, people call you up. So, here is the Carpal Tunnel Kid with his own take on everything. He's what a glum fellow here. But he's trying to look on the bright side, as we all are.
She's gone. My life is over, 'cause she's gone. There's just no way that I can carry on. How can I linger? I can't smile. I'll settle things in 90s style. I'll call on that funny old duffer who can end everything that I suffer. Who hid my bag? I've got to pack. I've got a date with Dr. Jack. I'll go cavorting with Kevorkian. He's heard my tale of pain and woe, and he agrees it's time to go. I'll go cavorting with Kevorkian. He knows my baby lost me. He knows why I feel blue. And so the doctor told me, I know what I would do if I were you. And so there isn't any doubt, I got my funeral suit picked out. I'll go cavorting with Kevorkian. Ah, Doc, my baby's been so mean, break out your suicide machine. I'll go cavorting with Kevorkian. Just look at every hope I've lost. Start piping in that car exhaust. I'll go cavorting with Kevorkian. He knows my heart is broken, and it can never mend. And so the doctor told me, a quick and painless end is you, my friend. So on that matter, I've been sold. Can't wait until my body's cold. I'll go cavorting with Kevorkian.